we were not so sure about it, but then we're like, we're stepping up to it. And then we're like, yeah, I think I want to do a podcast.
Hi, and welcome to Thrive, Connect, Contribute. I'm your host, Tony Lloyd. We tell positive stories from resilient people who thrive in life, connect with others, and contribute to the world in the face of adversity. Thanks for being with us today. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome back to Thrive, Connect, Contribute. Today we have three guests. One of them is James, who is age 10, and his sister Ella, who is age almost 8, and their mom, who isn't going to give us her age. So their mom is Jackie Biederman, and you may know her because she is the host of the Changemaker podcast, and she also is the co-founder of StoryPop Media. Today, they're here to talk about what James and Ella have done during the COVID-19 crisis in order to connect with their friends and to make a difference in the world. And when we start, Jackie is going to tell the story first, but then James and Ella are here to tell the story. It is just as cute as you can imagine. So here they are. James and Ella of the podcast, Audio Applesauce.
We were on spring break and we got a couple of phone calls and emails saying that school was going to be closed for at least a couple of weeks. And obviously everyone is pretty worried about what's happening, and things have been growing as far as concerns around what is COVID-19, how are the people that I know going to be impacted? I'm worried about what I read on the news and that type of thing. But just knowing that the kids were going to be home for a couple of weeks, and knowing that they expressed a lot of interest in making their own podcast in a closet, kind of those ideas came together. And so we started talking, like, would you ever want to make a podcast that, A, you could learn, even if the podcast went to nobody else, you guys could learn by talking with people that have really cool things to share, and B, which is kind of fun to connect to a purpose more than just yourselves, is what if other kids that are definitely home, like your classmates and kids that we know, what if they could learn something too while they're on this break, and what if they could have fun while they do it? So the kids were pretty excited about that idea, and like they said, we sat down and came up with some formatting and talked about having like special words that are defined or types of ways to use words in different segments. And then every episode has a kindness corner where we share some act of kindness that the kids kind of come up with and just some fun things. And every episode also has a mystery sound that the kids, they find a sound somewhere in their house that somebody could listen to and maybe guess what it might be. So every episode is meant to be a lot of fun and also just learning. And I think what I've seen is I've been sharing with the kids some comments that people have made. So, you know, most of them we know. Some people are listening that we don't know, which is pretty cool. But from the people that we know, one thing that we talk about is even just a small action like this can really make a difference. And it's a very small thing. We're not expecting a huge audience or anything, but it's just kind of a fun thing for kids to be able to share with their friends and with their family and whoever wants to listen.
We were at home on the couch and we were deciding what we could do to help out for the students that were on the coronavirus break and had nothing to do. So we thought maybe we could help out by making this podcast.
After that, then we're like, okay, well, the podcast sounds good. Well, we were not so sure about it, but then we're like, we're stepping up to it. And then we're like, yeah, I think I want to do a podcast. James, do you want to do a podcast?
Yeah. We thought, I was kind of thinking maybe like teachers have apples and they teach us educational stuff that's fun. So we came up with educational stuff that's fun. And so like our podcast is targeted to kids. So kids eat applesauce or apples or something. So we thought applesauce, but then it's a podcast, so audio applesauce.
Yeah, I was like, audio something. Can you guys give me an idea? Audio animals, no. Audio something. And then Mom was like, audio applesauce.
We thought, oh, so we're staying home because of the coronavirus. I don't know what we should do. Maybe we could play outside. And then we thought of like making podcasts. So we went into the room that we're in right now, went onto my old computer and recorded some funny podcasts that included like the weather,
ugly houses.
Yeah. Ugly houses.
Can you imagine blood in the hallway? And mold on the ceiling.
We're working on our ninth one.
One a day, but one day it was two a day. Well, they're like 20 minutes. Oh, 10 minutes, because we gotta cut out lots of stuff, so then it becomes like 10 minutes.
So far, we've interviewed our cousin Nora, our
Uncle Gene,
our uncle,
great Uncle Gene,
our great Uncle Gene, who is a storyteller, our grandpa, who was a chemist at 3M,
and Helen, who knows about Ethiopia.
And also, we interviewed Molly
about healthy foods.
Me and Ella's friend's mom.
And we interviewed a music teacher.
Yep, who knows how to play the guitar, piano, and is a vocalist. We've learned that feeding the rainbow is kind of the healthiest way to eat, like breads would be like strawberries, turnips.
And the healthiest food is the greens.
Ella had a friend from preschool, and they're still friends. And my mom is friends with their mom, and my mom knows that she's from Ethiopia. We do too. So we decided maybe we could tell kids what Ethiopia is and what is there. Thinking what we were going to do first, because we didn't know who to interview, what the format was going to be like. We kind of didn't know. Hello, what was your...
I really liked how we ended and started it. I really like saying like the lines and stuff. Well, the beginning is like, welcome to Audio Applesauce, a podcast for kids that want to have fun and learn cool things. And then they just grab snack and listen.
Yeah, that was kind of the fun part.
Well, the hardest part maybe was the interviewing others. It's because, well, sometimes it wouldn't work. And also, you got to think of questions. One piece of advice we would give is it doesn't matter the age that you are to listen to this podcast.
And also, whatever your setup might be, it's never a bad setup unless you want to change it.
What would you say to people who are worried about this virus right now?
Well, we would say
it will go away in some point of time. And right now, we have bigger things than to worry that it's the end of the world.
Are you worried that it's the end of the world?
No. It's not the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the
world. So, Ella, do you have fans that you've never met before?
Yes. It's one of our pen pals' friends, Becca's. And she told them that there was Audio Applesauce and SoundCloud and Google and also on Apple. So then they all like looked and then they like started to love it.
So James, has anyone liked your stuff or given you ratings or reviews?
On Facebook they did, and they liked it on SoundCloud. Some people even subscribed.
And how does that feel?
I feel kind of special. Like, I start to blush.
Is there anything else you'd want to tell people about Audio Applesauce?
Well, we ended with telling them the mystery sound and saying goodbye and saying thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yay. Well, that is 10-year-old James and Ella, who's almost 8 years old, and they have a podcast called Audio Applesauce. Check it out. And thank you both for being here today. Thank you.
And thanks to Tony.
Thanks to you, the listener, for joining us today. You are the reason that we produce Thrive, Connect, Contribute. You can find show notes, bonus material, and more at thriveconnectcontribute.com. And until next time, please remember to use this one short, amazing life and go make an impact. Thanks. We'll see you next time on Thrive, Connect, Contribute.